الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الف لام أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ربنا ألهمنا رشدنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك الصابرين اللهم افرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين آمين يا رب العالمين. We were discussing the physical persecution to the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We started near the end of the third year after the beginning of Wahy, and it reached its climax in the 4th and 5th. These 2 years were very severe for the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at Makkah. I told you that this physical persecution was least for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he belonged to a very respectable family. The topmost families of the Quraysh were the Banu Hashim and Banu Umayya. For him, he belonged to one of the topmost families. And then the chief of that family, Abu Talib, was protected, although he never accepted Islam, never accepted his faith. But he protected him out of love. Now if I go to the other extreme, the worst hit were the slaves. Because the slaves, they had no civil rights whatsoever. They were owned by their masters. Just as you, if you own a goat, you can sacrifice it as and when you wish. Nobody will ask you, why have you done it? So you own a person, who own a human being. He is owned by you. You may kill him at any time. It's your own loss. You might have sold him for something. You might have, you know, purchased him for some money. Now if you are killing him, you are doing no loss to anybody else. You are doing loss to you only, to yourself. So the worst hit for this place. Like Hazrat Bilal, you know, the hardship that he was bearing. His master, Umayyad ibn Khalf, the way he was persecuting him, taught a rope tied to his neck, given to the urchins, street urchins, dragged him on the streets. The streets, you know, stony streets, were dragged like the dead body of an animal. And you know, his body injured from here, from there, bleeding. Then taken to the open. The sun, you know, fire coming from the ground, from the sun. And the earth was also like, you know, burning like anything. Made to lie flat, face the sun. And a huge stone put on his chest. So that breathing became very difficult. There was frost coming out of his mouth. But he was uttering one word, Ahadul Ahad, Ahadul Ahad. I will believe in only one, none else. That was the sum. That was the patience. Number 2 comes to those people in Makkah who were not from Quraysh. Makkah was actually a city of one tribe. Only a Qarshi could stay there with full honor and all civil rights. None else. If any foreigner wanted to settle there, he had to have guardianship from some Qarshi. And he was, if not a slave, nearly half slave to that Qarshi. They could do anything there. Because they didn't have any civil rights there. They were there by dint of their, the guardianship of Qarshi. The example of this is the family of Yasir. رضي الله عنه. He migrated from Yemen And it is said that he saw a dream in which he had the news, the good news, that the last prophet is to appear now in Mecca. He came over to Mecca. There he took the guardianship of protection of the uncle of Abu Jahl. And with his permission he married one of his maids, you know, bond maid, and that was Sumayya. And then Allah gave them the son, Ammar. This was a family secret, but they had no right in Mecca. The uncle of Abu Jahl was a gentleman. He died. Now Abu Jahl was the head of that clan. He had all authority over this son. He tortured, the worst torture that came to the Sahaba from among the Sahaba was to Hazrat Sumayya and Hazrat Yasir, and both were best after the worst type of torture. Hazrat Ammar, although he was a young man, he couldn't bear that torture. He once uttered Kalmatul Kufr and saved him. But both, you know, Yasir and Sumayya, they said, no, we are not going to utter, even to save our life, not to utter one word of kufr. Lay down the knife. Third in the list come the youth, because youth were under their elders. They could do anything to them. Youth even of the highest families. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala belonged to Banu Umayyah. But his uncle, you know, he wrapped him into some carpet. And then smoke was passed so that he was just suffocated, nearly going to die. This was happening to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, belonging to a very high class. And so on. Musab ibn Umair, he was ordered by his uncle to get out of the house. Father had died. The mother had brought him up in the best of conditions. But you know what his uncle said? You have left the deen of your father. You have no right over the wealth of your father. Get out from this house. And when he started getting out, okay, I'm going. He was more furious. He said, this dress also is from the earning of your father. Take off this dress. Leave it here. He came out from the house stark naked. This was happening. Khabbab ibn al-Arq radiallahu anhu, he was ordered to lie down bare back on life cinder burning coal. He lay. Skin of the back was burned. The fat of the back that was melted, and that the coal, the fire was actually extinguished due to that. Now just you can imagine, this was the condition which was happening to the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this thing has reached to its zenith or its climax in the 4th or 5th year after the beginning of Mahdi. That is why in the 5th year, the permission was given, you can go to Abyssinia. First caravan that had 12 men and 4 women in the Rajab, month of Rajab of 5th year, after the beginning of Wahi. And among them was the couple, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, and his wife, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ruqayyah radiallahu ta'ala. They were among the first group that migrated to Abyssinia. After some days, 82 or 83 men and 18 or 19 females, they also made their journey to Abyssinia. Now this is the period when this Surah Mubarakah was released. Unless you know this background, you won't be able to appreciate, you know, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying and how He is addressing the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for that, I want to narrate to you the hadith also. And it is from Khabbab ibn al-Arq radiyallahu ta'ala, the same person who was tortured. He was made to lie down on live and burning cinder. Go. He says, عن خباب بن الأرق رضي الله تعالى عن قال شكونا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو متوسد قربة له في ظل الكعبة. He says, we
He went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He made a complaint to him. Shakawa. The shikaya, complaint, is the antonym of razi wa raza. Maqame raza is something else. Whatever is coming from Allah, take it. Without any shikaya. Without any complaint. And that is the first result of iman we have studied in Surah At-Taghabun. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَّبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ. No complaints. Everything is coming from the Rabb. Always is coming through the hands of Abu Jahl or Umayyah ibn Khalf. But they couldn't move their hands without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shakawna ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He made a complaint to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa huwa mutawassidun bardatan lahu. He was taking rest, supporting his head like a pillow on some piece of cloth which he had. Fi zilli al-Kaaba, in the shadow of one of the walls of Kaaba. فَقُلْنَا أَلَا تَسْتَنْتُرُنَا أَلَا تَدُولَنَا. He asked him, do you not call for help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us? We are being persecuted. We are being burnt alive. We are being roasted. We are being dragged like dead bodies of animals in the streets of Makkah. Allah is all powerful. Allah is our Lord. He can solve this. أَلَا تَسْتَنْتُرُنَا. Do you not pray for help? Ala tad'oolana? Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you not praying for us? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should send his help to save us from this persecution. Fa'al. In another narration of this hadith, there are express words that the Prophet got angry. There were signs of anger on his face. He sat up. He was lying. And then he said, قَدْ قَانَ مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ. O Muslims, before you, to the Muslims of those times, what used to happen was, يُوْخَدُ الرَّجُلْ. A mu'min, a Muslim, was taken, فَيُوْزَوْ عَلَى رَاسِهِ الرَّجُلْ فَيُوْفَرُ لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then a hole was dug for him in the earth. He was lowered down in that hole. فَيُجْعَلُ فِيهَا فَيُجَعُوا بِالْمِنْشَارِ فَيُوزَوْا عَلَىٰ رَاسِهِ. And then there was some, what should I call, Ari? Saw, yes. The saw was taken and started dividing his body into two, starting from the head. Total body was divided into two. فَيُجْعَلُوا مِسْفَيْنِ. He was divided into two. وَيُمْشَطُ بِأَمْشَاطِ الْحَدِيدِ. And it also was done to the Mu'mins and Muslims of those times. That with the comb, iron combs, their flesh, their muscles were torn away from their bones. مَا دُونَ لَحْمِهِ وَيُمْشَطُ بِأَمْشَاطِ الْحَدِيدِ مَا دُونَ لَحْمِهِ وَعَصْمِهِ فَمَا يَسُدُّهُ ذَلِكَ عَنْ دِينِهِ. Even this persecution, this type of torture, couldn't stop any Muslim, any mu'min from being steadfast on his deen, on his iman, on his faith. None of them turned back. Wallahi, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَيَتَمَّنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ. This matter, our deen, will become complete. This deen will be established. حَتَّى يَصِيرَ الرَّاكِبُ مِنْ صَنْعَاءِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْمَوْتِ. So much so that a rider would ride from Sana'a till Hadramaut, the whole breadth of Arabian Peninsula, from the west to east. لَا يَخَافُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And he will not have to fear anybody except Allah. وَالْزِيبَ عَلَىٰ غَلَمِهِ. The other fear can be of wolves about his goats and sheep. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ
But you are making hurry. You have to make some. Don't make haste. You have to show your mettle. You have to prove your mettle. Allah will have to see. Allah wants to see how much you can bear. You have to give the proof that you have the real conviction in Allah. You have to prove it that you love Allah more than everything, even your life. How can it be proved unless you are to be put to these tests? Now this is the background, and this actually will give you the mode in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing. The same sign of anger is there in these ayat. Although those Muslims are being persecuted, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing his displeasure. Why are you complaining? You have to prove your mettle. You have to give the proof of your iman. It has been our sunnah. It has been our law. All the time we have been tested. Everybody who claims to be a mu'min, who says I believe in Allah, who says I believe in Muhammad, who says I believe in hereafter, you will have to be tested. Now these ayat, please note, in these 15 ayat, there are two currents side by side flowing. And that is very important. The mood of these ayat. The mood as well as the mood. On the one hand, there's persuasion, encouragement, reassurance, no, go ahead. You have to be patient, you have to bear it. And on the other hand, there's warning. If you show impatience, if any one of you turns back, then know it that all your good deeds will go in vain. Whatever you have earned up till now, it will be multiplied by zero. And in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll be declared as munafiq. If you can't bear it, if you can't prove your character, if you can't stand all these persecutions. So this warning and threatening on the one hand, and on the other hand, persuasion, reassuring, nothing up. These both the things which you call in English language the stick and the carrot. Both things simultaneously. In Arabic, At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib. This is the name, title of a very important book, collection of Ahadith. Targhib, persuasion. Targhib, what? If you do it, you'll be rewarded. If you don't do it, you'll be punished. So there is Targhib and Tarhib simultaneously. There is the stick also, and there is the carrot also. There is the threat also, and there is the persuasion also. There is the warning also, and there is the encouragement also. So this will be full, this section, it has this character, and now we study, start our study, word by word. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. These are called, as you must be knowing, huruf-e-muqatta'at. Why muqatta'a? Qata'a means break. Because they are pronounced separately. Alif, Lam, Meen. You can't pronounce it alam. You can't join them together. Although they are written together. Alif, Lam, Meen. Lam and Meen. They are joined together, but you can't read them joined together. Alif, Lam, Meen. Kaaf, Ha, Ya, Ayn, Saad. Ha, Meem, Ayn, Seen, Kaaf. Every letter you have to pronounce separately. That is why they are called huruf-e-muqatta'at. As far as the meaning of these huruf-e-muqatta'at is concerned, there is no consensus except the consensus that we don't know it. Ma'lumam shud ki hik ma'lum na shud. The consensus is that it's a secret between Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody knows the meaning of these huruf-e-muqatta'at. Although certain people have given some opinions, but even the opinion of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has not been accepted by the Ummah. What to speak of anybody else? Hibrul Ummah. But because it was his own opinion, his personal opinion. He didn't say that the Prophet said so. Had the Prophet said so, we would have accepted it. But
But her personal opinion can be rejected. For example, his personal opinion is, Alif Lam Meem is abbreviation of Anallahu A'lamu. Three words, Anallah A'lam. From Ana Alif. From Allah, the middle, Lam. From A'lam, the last word, Meem. Anallahu A'lam. This is his opinion. But as I told you, the Ummah has not accepted this opinion of Abdullah ibn Abbas even, what to speak of anybody else. But let me give you some statistics about these Ruf al-Muqattaat. They are interesting. And not only interesting, maybe if somebody keeps on thinking and pondering over these things, maybe some clue he can find. Because this is our method. Statistics first. Keep the statistics before you, then you keep on pondering over it. The alphabets of Arabic language, there is a difference of opinion whether they are 28 or 29. If you count Hamza and Alif separately, they are 29. Some people say this is 1, so it is 28. And both these figures are important. Why? Because only 14 letters have been used in these Huruf al-Muqattaat, exact half of 28. And 29 surahs out of the 114 surahs of the Quran begin with these Huruf al-Muqattaat. So both these figures you will find. Either the alphabets are 29 or 28. Now the relationship, out of 114 surahs of the Quran, 29 start with these Huruf al-Muqattaat. And exact half of 28 has been used, the others have been not used. Now if you see before you the table, from the first 9 only 2, Alif Ba, Ta, Sa, Jim, Ha, Ha, Dal, Zal, only 2. From the last 9, all the 7 except 2. It's the reverse. In the middle, 10, 5 have been used. And 1 point more, the letters which are without dots, they are taken. The letters which have dots have been rejected. You will find Qa, but not Wa. You will find Qa, but not Wa. You will find Seen, but not Sheen. You will find Ain, but not Ghain. All the dotted, you know, letters, they are not used. I can't say why. I am only giving you the statistics. They are of interest. And the last statistics are, that out of the 29 surahs, 3 start with 1 letter only. Noon, Qaf, Saad. Noon wal qalam wa ma yasturun. Qaf wal Qur'an al majeed. Saad wal Qur'an is his zikr. And please note, 1 letter has not been counted as a separate ayah. Noon is not ayah. Qaf is not ayah. Saad is not ayah. But 2 letters, they are counted as ayah. But there are the examples that 3 letters are also not counted as ayah. I told you this counting is only taqifi. It is as the Prophet told. There is no other law, no other rule, no ijtihad. They draw waquf on what the Prophet ﷺ said. The 9 have 2. Hameen appears before 7 surahs. Taha, Taasim, Yasin. 6, Hameen 6, and Taha, Taasim, Yasin, it makes 9. 3 letters come before 13 surahs. Alif Lam Meem, 6 surahs. This is one of them. 2 are Madanis, Suratul Baqarah, Suratul Al Imran. They start with Alif Lam Meem. And 4 are Makkiyat. Al Ankabut, Ar Rum, Luqman, and As Sajdah. 4 consecutive surahs. They start with Alif Lam Meem. So 6 start with Alif Lam Meem, 2 with Taasim Meem. 5 with Alif Lam Ra. Then there are 2 surahs start with 4 letters. Alif Lam Meem Ra. Alif Lam Meem Saad. And there are 2 only which begin with 5 letters. Kaf Ha Ya Ain Saad Ha Meem Ain Seen Kaf. So these are only statistics. Maybe they are of interest and maybe they can be of some clue to a person who pondered over these things
and keep these statutes before him.
أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يسألون. Did the people think that they will be left alone or they will be saved or salvaged on only saying that we have the faith, we come to believe. We believe in Allah, we believe in Muhammad. وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ And they will not be tested. They will not be tried. They will not be tested with affliction. Now here please note, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ There is not أَحَسِبْتُمْ لَيْ When you are addressing somebody, it is not showing your displeasure. When you are not directly addressing, do the people think like that? It's a sign of displeasure, anger. Just as the Prophet was displeased as he complained that the Sahaba did. And now just remember, what was the persecution, intensity of persecution? Even if at that intensity of persecution, there's a complaint, neither the Prophet liked it, nor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ يُتْرَكُوا يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا No, don't. Did the people think that they will be saved, left alone, salvaged? They will go to paradise, they will go to Jannah? Only on saying that we believe, we have the faith, we testify. وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ And they will not be tested, they will not be tried. Tried and tested with affliction. The persecution. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ And we have been testing those who were before them. You know, there's a very beautiful ayah in the Quran. قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا مِنَ الرُّسُلِ O Prophet, say to them, I'm not some new type of Rasul. Before me, many Rasul, many messenger of Allah came. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٍ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ وَمَا كُنْتُ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ And you are not the first Muslim. No, you are not the first mu'min. It has been our law, our rule, our sunnah, as-sabiqa, regular law, that we have been tested. And the type of testing you can find in the hadith that I have narrated to you. A saw being placed on the head, the whole body divided into two, with the combs of steel and iron, skin and muscles torn off from the bones. People burnt alive. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ وَالشَّاهِدُ وَالْمَشْهُودِ قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوَقُودِ إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودٌ وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ شُهُودٌ They were enjoying those ditches of fire. And the muwahideen, the followers of Masih, Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam, they were burnt by Jews. For a short time, you know, in Yemen, Jews could form a government. They were ruling Yemen. Abu Nuwas, and he persecuted the followers of Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam by burning them. And that is Surah Al-Buruj. And it was only about 50 years before the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was very recent history. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ وَالشَّاهِدُ وَالْمَشْهُودُ قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوَقُودِ إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودٌ وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ الشَّهُودُ وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق.
This has been happening all the time.
These two ayat are very important. They are giving us a rule. And please note now those three ayat please put there. Still. This has been repeated in the Quran thrice. But the difference is that at these three places there is a direct address to the Muslims. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 214. 214. Am hasibtum an tadkhulul jannah? Did you, O followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, think that you will enter Jannah? وَلَمَّا يَعْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Although up till this time, those tribulations and trials and persecutions have not come to you, which came to those people who were before you. Now again refer to the hadith of Khabbab ibn al-Arq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And please note, I forgot to tell you that it is from Bukhari. Sahih al-Bukhari. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَعْثَاءُ وَالْضَرَّاءُ. Hunger and pain came to them. فَزُلْزَلُوا. And they were shaken like anything. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. Till that time that the messenger of Allah at that time and his followers, the mu'mineen, they cried out, مَتَى رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the good tidings, good news, that the nusra, that the help of Allah is coming, is at hand. Just as the tidings were given in Surah As-Saff, we have studied that. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Because the Muslims passed all the tests and examinations. After Ghazwatul Ahzab, this Suratul Saf was revealed. And because they wanted an order for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give the good news, O Muslims, Allah has been pleased now with you. You have proved your mettle. You have proved that you are true to your faith. You really believe. So now, the Nusrah is coming. وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّوا لَهَا نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And the wordings of the Prophet have been reported. He said, لَن تَغْزُوكُمْ قُرَيْشْ بَعْدَ عَامِكُمْ حَذَا وَلَاكِنَّكُمْ تَغْزُونَهُمْ. O Muslims, now Quraysh will never dare to attack you. This is the last time. Now the initiative will be in your hands. And that is why the very next year he went to Makkah to perform Umrah. And the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was concluded. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared it to be the greatest victory. Clear victory. إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. The same subject, Surah Al Imran 142. Please note, 214 makes 7, 142 again makes 7. Numericals also perhaps matter somewhere. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ. The same wording. Because Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al Imran, they are pairs, they are sisters. So again, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Did you think that you will enter Jannah? And up to this time, Allah has not seen who amongst you is real mujahid, ready to sacrifice everything. And he is yet to see who are the real patient people, who have the forbearance, who have the fortitude, who can prove their matter, who can prove their iman. Lastly, this is ayah number 16, 6 plus 1, again 7. You will remember easily the numbers of these ayahs. Because Surah Al-Baqarah is the longest, the 214, and then Al-Imran 142, and Surah Tawbah 16. Am hasibtum an tutraku. The same word, yutraku and tutraku. Yutraku in Surah Al-Ankabut. Because here Allah is not addressing the mu'mineen directly. It is in third person. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Here it is in direct address, in the second person. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تُتْرَكُوا وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَا رَسُولِهِ وَلَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِيًّا. You thought that you will be left alone. You will be salvaged. You will be saved. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not up till this time seen who among you are the real mujahideen. You know, you must know that because a big flux of mujahideen, of new converts to Islam was after Sulh Hudaybiyah. Now here the reference is to those new converts to Islam. Not to Abu Bakr or Umar or Subhan or Ali or Zubair or Talha and so on, no. Now to those people, because Surah Al-Tawbah was revealed in the year 9, and after the victory of Hudaybiyah, victory of Khaybar, there was a great flux of new converts to Islam. And most people had not been tested up till now. So here actually, the reference is to both. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تُتْرَكُوا وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَا رَسُولِهِ وَلَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِيًّا. Allah has not seen up till now. Who amongst you are the real mujahideen? Who are ready to sacrifice everything for the cause of Allah? And who don't have any love and hearty relations except with Allah and His Rasul, His Messenger and Ahl Iman? The mu'mineen. All their old contacts have been broken. Allah wants to see it. That those of your relatives, maybe their fathers, وَلَوْ كَانُوا أَبَاهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ أَشِيرَتَهُمْ. If you are true mu'mineen, you can't have love. You can do good to your parents, mushrik parents. But the love? No. Gone. Gone when they will. Now the sword of Iman has cut the relation. Wallahu khabirun bima ta'amaloon. Allah very well knows, He's aware, fully aware of what you are doing. These two ayat, as I told you, they have a stern warning, a sort of threat, a sign of displeasure. Why are you complaining? أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ وَيُتْرَكُوا وَيَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. But now, in the next two ayahs, you'll find a very beautiful balance here. Now these persuasion, reassurance, supporting them. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ يَسْبِقُونَ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. I was sorry to see that at least many of the English translators have missed the point. They thought that this ayah is also relating to the same Ahle Iman. No. This relates to the people, to kuffar who are persecuting them. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Do those people who are doing these bad deeds, persecuting Abu Bilal like this, trying to roast Khabbab like this, torturing and martyring Sumayya and Yasir like this, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, do they think they will escape our punishment? سَامَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Very evil, very bad is the judgment that they have formed. Now this is actually a solace. But O Bilal, don't think Umayyah ibn Khalf will not be brought to the book. It's only a matter of time. Hazrat Bilal himself killed him in the Battle of Badr. Himself. Your day will come. Presently you are being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given them this latitude. Allah has all the power. He could paralyze the hands and legs of Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl couldn't raise his spear to pierce through the body of Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala. Unless Allah has permitted it. Nothing can happen here. No leaf can move without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually from Allah. Fatanna. We are testing. It's the head of Abu Jahl. It's the head of Umayyah ibn Khalf. Really it's our head. We have given them the permission, the latitude. Because we want to test it. But don't think, if they think that they will escape, they will outstrip us, or escape us, they can run away from us, sabakuna, we won't be able to catch them. Ah, مَا يَعْقُبُونَ. Very wicked, very wrong and evil is the judgment that they have formed. hand of Allah's punishment will bounce upon you. Abu Jahl killed his brother. And two teenagers killed him. Hazrat Mu'adh and Mu'awwidh radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the teenagers from Ansar. So this is actually, as I told you, these two currents will be going on side by side. Warning, threatening, displeasure, but reassuring, persuading. No, no, take courage, be steadfast, continue, Allah will help you. The days will change, tables will be turned, the time will come. But before that, we want to test you. So to show that people should see how deep is their conviction. Actually, this was changing the minds and the feelings of what you call the silent majority of Makkah. They were seeing what is being done to Bilal. They were not blind. They were not deaf, although they were dumb. They can't speak out. Common people against these chieftains. These chiefs of Makkah, they couldn't speak. They couldn't gather the courage to speak out. But they were, so to say, they were dumb, but not deaf. The cries of Bilal were coming to their ears. The cries of Sumayya and Yasir were coming to their ears. And they were seeing what is being done to them. And that is why within themselves they were turning, their sympathies were turning towards the side of Muhammad and his companions. What for? What crime has Bilal committed? What crime Khabbab committed? A very good workman. He was an iron smith, steel smith. Very good worker, very gentle person. What happened to him? He was made to lie down on burning coal. Actually, that was a change of sympathy. And jo dilon ko fatha kar de, wohi fateh zaman. The change of heart actually decides the end of his struggle. You can win the hearts of your enemies. So that was the condition which was going on. أَمْ حَسِمَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ يَسْبِقُونَ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ another ayah of reassurance. Whosoever hopes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must rest assured فَإِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ آتٍ That fixed time of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely come. Never let any shaitan whisper in your ears. Who knows that day will come or not? We are dying. We are being persecuted. We are being tortured. But the day, which has been promised. Allah promised. Quran says. Muhammad says. Muhammad has promised. This whispering of shayateen, الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. Who knows this day will come or not? You are being tortured now. And your promises, they are with the hereafter, after the death. No, no. Don't let come these ideas to your hearts and minds. وَمَنْ كَانَ جَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ لَآتٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And he is all listening, all see, and all knowing. Whatever is happening to you, O Bilal, Allah is seeing it. Whatever is your words are coming out of your lips, أَحَدٌ أَحَدٌ, Allah is hearing it. Whatever is happening to any of the Muslims, Allah knows it. There's a beautiful saying in Urdu, مر جائے ہم انہیں خبر نہ ہوئی. No, it's not the case. He knows everything. You are bearing all these things for Allah. You are bearing all these hardships for hereafter. You are bearing all that you are passing through these hardships and tribulations for the sake of Allah. He knows it. Your sacrifices will not go in vain. ما من كان يرجو لقاء الله فإن أجل الله لآتٍ وهو السميع العليم.
You know, the whispering of shaitan. اب تو آرام سے گزرتی ہے آخرت کی خبر خدا جانے.
Who came after his death? Who told us what is happening to him? Nobody. It's all unseen. There's no use risking everything for the unseen. All these things. Your own nafs.
That will also whisper. And shaitan is whispering inside your nafs.
So that is the reassurance. من كان يرجو لقاء الله فإن أجل الله لآت وهو السميع العليم.
Whosoever is bearing all these hardships, sacrifice, making all these sacrifices for the sake of Allah, hoping that he will meet Allah one day, a day will come when he will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him the best rewards. He should keep reassured, rest assured, that day, that time which has been fixed will come.
وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Now again the second trend, sort of warning. I told you this stick and carrot going side by side. This targhib and tarheeb going side by side. This persuasion, encouragement, and on the other hand, warning and threat, both going side by side. Now this is an ayah of warning.
وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Whosoever is striving hard for Allah, he is actually striving for the benefit of his own self. Verily, Allah does not stand in need of anything of all the world. Never think that you are making some ihsan.
يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ نَسْلَمُهُ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are mentioning it as a favor to you that they have accepted Iman or Islam. قُلْ لَا تَمَنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ.
Tell them, don't think that you have done me any favor by accepting Islam.
بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّوا عَلَيْكُمْ مَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Allah has done favor to you, that he has shown to you the path towards Iman. If you have accepted Islam sincerely, now the path to real Iman is also open. You can go up from there. There's a very beautiful couplet in Tashhir. Minnat manih ke khidmat e sultan hami kuni. Minnat shanaat azoon ke ba khidmat madashkat.
Don't think you are doing any favor to the king or the sovereign that you are serving him.
It's a favor of the king that he has let you serve him.
Minnat manif ke khidmat e sultan hami kuni.
And that sultan of samawati wal ard.
Don't think you are doing any favor on him because you are preaching his words, you are conveying his message, and you are sacrificing whatever you have for the cause of his deen, and you are bearing all hardships.
You are doing some favor to Allah.
No. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَلِيُّ لَلِ الْعَالَمِينَ.
He absolutely has no need of anything in all of the world.
There's a very beautiful hadith. And this is the hadith of Qudsi. Allah said.
The Prophet said, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنْ كَانَ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرُكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ.
If all of you, all the jinns, all the men, all the humans, they become most muttaqi, like Abu Bakr, it will not add to my empire anything. And if all of you, awwalakum wa akhirakum, the first one and the last one, and the jinns and the humans, all become kuffar, worst enemies of me, like Abu Jahl, it will not diminish anything from my empire.
This is his shan-e-istighna.
Allahu ghaniyyun 'anil 'alamin.
Never think that you are doing some favor to him.
Thank him, praise him,
he has accepted you. I recall the word that we read in the last section of Surah Al-Hajj, huwa tabakum. Rejoice! He has selected you. He has chosen you. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Here also, وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Second ayah, again now one ayah for warning type, now one ayah for reassurance, encouragement, butting up. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُكَفِّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. And those who have real faith, real belief, real iman, and then they fulfill the practical implications of iman, al-amalu salih. Please note what was the amalu salih at that time. This is the fifth year after the beginning of Wahi. Nothing up till that time was declared haram exception. Neither liquor was haram, nor gambling was haram. Nothing haram. No zakah, no saum. Salah also will be made mandatory 6 years later. Up till whatever salah one was offering, it was optional. What was Abu Sa'd? We are under a very wrong notion. Wherever we read this word, Amalus Saleh, instantaneously the concept that becomes clear and comes to our mind is Salah and Saum and Zakat and Hajj and Tasbih and all these zikr, these things are the Amalus Saleh. What was the Amalus Saleh at that time? No mandatory Zakat, no mandatory Salah, no mention of Saum whatsoever, neither mandatory nor optional. What was the Amal Salih? The only Amal Salih. Say you believe in Allah and stick to it. Convey this message to others. Broaden the base of the revolutionary party. They will launch at one time the offensive against this wrong and unjust social order by your dawah. Stand firm, no going back. That was the Amal Salih. Whosoever can spend his money, optionally. It was his own decision that Abu Bakr bought Hazrat Bilal and six slaves, male and female, were purchased and then set free. Because they had accepted Islam, they were tortured like anything. And he had to pay whatever the masters demanded. He paid, he paid. His father said, what are you doing, O Abu Bakr? You are just wasting your money. If you wanted to set some slave free, you should have seen that he should be very strong, he should be helpful for you in future. You are purchasing these people. And at such high cost. But the bargain he was making, Abu Qahafa could not imagine it at that time. He embraced Islam, Abu Qahafa, father of Abu Bakr, after Hijra. After the Fath of Makkah. Not only of Hijra, as far as I remember. So actually, this was all optional. The only thing was, Qul, Aamantu Billahi Summa Istaqim. I gave you that hadith, that a person asked Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say to me one thing in deen. I don't want lengthy things. One thing. I'll stick to it. The Prophet replied, Qul aamantu billahi thumma istaqim. And we have read those ayat of Surah Al-Hamim Asajda. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَاللَّهَ تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. No song, no salah, nothing of this sort. But now these things are included. Now that the Sharia has been completed, all the do's, all the do's, all the commandments, they are necessary. But don't think that is the real thing here. in this background. That is, Iman, Istiqamah, Da'wah, and broadening the base, and facing hardships, sacrificing, even ready to lay down lives. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. You will note, you know, in this section, I would like to, you know, thoroughly consult research it. But I feel that this, you know, more, لَيَعْلَمَنَّ لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ لَنَجْزِيَنَّ. This appears in this portion of the Quran, I think, in the highest number. Reassurance, definitely, there's no doubt, it has to happen, it's the only way, there's no way out, there's no acceptance. So this mode has been repeated in these ayat maximum times. لَنُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. We shall remove, efface or erase from them. From them, what does it mean? From their characters, from their siras, from their record of their past deeds, we shall erase their misdeeds, their sins. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we shall surely and definitely, and without any doubt, give them the best reward of what they have been doing. We shall reward them, we shall repay them. And the reward and the repayment to them of their deeds will be the best. أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. This is again reassurance, encouragement. Don't think your struggle will go in vain. Don't think you are doing some bargain of loss. فَاسْتَمْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ. That was revealed in ayah number 111 of Surah Al-Tawbah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ. يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ. And in the end, فَاسْتَمْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ. Rejoice and be merry that you have made the best bargain. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات التي الحكيم.